This is a commutation phase one hearing for Stacy R. Wood. And the ADC number is 267753. She is petitioning the board for a...
Dr. Wright, can I just interrupt you? Because I have 267752, you said 53.
Okay, you have what now? 267752?
Yes.
Then I just said it wrong. It should have been 52.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Thank you, sir. Just made a 3 out of 2. I said, can you read my own writing? Okay, sir, for service. According to information that I have, she has one offense, and that is theft means of transportation. She received a 6-year sentence for that, and she's requesting a 1-year reduction. The actual offense itself, I think I'll start with the offense itself. It started January the 21st, 2014. The victim called the police to report that her vehicle had been stolen. But a man was driving away when she came out, and on January 23rd, 2014, the police officers were monitoring for drugs when they saw the co-defendant driving. The co-defendant apparently was her boyfriend or a friend driving, and the defendant was in the passenger seat of that car. But the defendant told the officer that the vehicle was borrowed, and she had been having, and she did, and she had been driving it. She didn't say who was who she borrowed it from. She signed a plea to, she signed a plea agreement so that she would not be in prison for 25 years. She had several previous probations. I will point out the fact that since she signed the plea, and we'll come back to that later, the plea agreement itself was the presumptive would have been 6.5, the minimum would have been 4.5, and the maximum would have been 13 years. However, she received 6 years, which was basically the presumptive under the plea agreement. She has several letters of support, she has letters of support from her mother. According to her, at the time, she was having a marriage situation with her husband, and they had agreed to a divorce, but she was involved in another in dating, and her husband did not show up for the divorce. They both, neither one of them showed up for the divorce, because I believe that she was incarcerated at the time. Therefore, they are still married. She still wanted to end it. And that's when she was found in this stolen car, and she was driving from where they were driving. She and her co-defendant was driving from Prescott to Phoenix. And she and the co-defendant had actually taken this vehicle from the victim's parking lot and had driven off, and she became a party to it, which means that she was a part of this agreement. The purpose that she has stated in her statement that she signed a plea to reduce the sentence from what could have been 25 years to 6 years. Therefore, she agreed that she signed the plea agreement. She wanted her attorney to get a settlement conference, and apparently she had requested this, and that did not happen. She also requested her attorney to get her post-conviction release, which was denied. She claimed that she was innocent of this charge. She inquired about Rule 32, but that did not work out for her as well. And now she's coming before the board for a phase one commutation hearing. She felt that she received insufficient assistance from her attorney, and she maintains that she didn't have all of the facts before signing the plea agreement. However, we do not have a list of facts that she did not have, except that, once again, that she was interested in the settlement conference and or post-conviction release and or Rule 32. She had 3 prior felonies. She felt that the sentence was excessive. She didn't know it was a stolen car, according to her, but she admitted that she was driving a borrowed car, but it was stolen. And she wants the board to place her the mitigating, which would be 4.25 years rather than the 6 years. She has a release plan. She wants to come up with an interstate compact to go to Idaho Falls, Idaho, where she will be with her family, and she will be on Social Security disability, and she would go to a halfway house. If not to the interstate did not work out, then she would go to a halfway house in Arizona. As I stated before, she received 6 years. The presumptive sentence was 6.5. With that being said, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, as well as she also had two prior felony offenses, and in addition to that, she had used several legal mechanisms trying to reduce her sentence, and neither one of them worked out, i.e. a settlement conference or a post-conviction release or Rule 32. Therefore, it's my opinion that this is not excessive, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members as it relates to Ms. Stacy Woods. We're hearing nothing from other board members. Therefore, I am going to move not to pass Ms. Woods to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, well, somebody second, and everybody else agreed who's present, so we'll... Okay, so this will end her hearing for Ms. Stacy Woods, ADC number, and I get it right this time, 267752. Her hearing is over. Thank you so much for your participation.